Seahawks have lost the first three games of their season-long six-game road trip and visit the Great White North looking for points on their only trip in this season. But taking a win out of Connor McDavid's home ice rink ain't going to be easy. And the Edmonton Oilers will show no mercy to a Hawks team that needs to tighten things up. Facing off at center ice, it's Jonathan Toews against Leon Draisaitl. Second meeting of the season between the Hawks and the Edmonton Oilers underway as Toews wins the draw. Back to Jordan Oesterle at the Hawk blue line. Oilers get it back. Russell in the near corner, chips the puck up the right side to Strome. Oh, now a breakaway pass. Here's Lucic down the slot. Hawks don't shoot. Glass is down with a butterfly save. He robs Lucic of a breakaway goal. That's the save of the game for the Hawks. Jeff Glass in his NHL debut just stole a goal from the veteran Milan Lucic. Klefbom walking the blue line deep slot. Fires it down in front, deflected wide. Patrick Maroon behind the Hawk net. To Nugent Hopkins, left wing corner. To Maroon beside the net. To Nugent Hopkins, left circle. To Ryan Strome, right point. To the deep slot, Klefbom. To Nugent Hopkins, top of the left circle. Shoot, blocker save is made by Glass. A rebound, they score. In front of the net, I'm not sure which one of the Oilers was able to
Ryan
touch
Nugent
that
Hopkins,
puck.
Hopkins, I think, was the guy that found that loose puck.
Might have been Jesse Puljujarvi. Yes, it was. Murphy left wing side, put it ahead. Patrick Kane over the center ice circle to Schmaltz over the Oiler line right wing to the slot. Kane shoots, save, rebound, score! Ryan Hartman right there on the rebound. The puck laid on top of the goal line and he freed himself from a check and slapped it home. We're tied at one. Lucic ahead to McDavid on a 2-on-1 break over the Hawk line. The Lucic right circle shoots. Glass with another big save with his chest. 4 seconds left in the period. Lucic had a quality shot and Jeff Glass just robbed him. Lucic let it rip from the right circle, and Glass was square to the shot all the way. Schmaltz back to DeBrincat on the left half board, steps out and fires. And that's blocked away to the far corner. Good effort by Schmaltz to eliminate one of the Oilers to try and get the puck back. And he did to Keith at the line to DeBrincat. To Schmaltz, left wing circle to DeBrincat in front. Shoot, he scores! Power play goal for Alex DeBrincat. A brilliant feed by Schmaltz from the left wing circle off the backhand part of the blade and right onto the blade of DeBrincat, who pumped it past Talbot. It's 2-1 Hawks. Hawks control off the draw. Oesterle in the high slot to Hinostroza, right circle. To Oesterle again, high slot. Shoots off the iron, rebound, score! That's Jordan Osterley's first goal as a Hawk. He ripped it off the crossbar, and the puck hit the back of Talbot and rolled over the goal line. It's another power play goal. The Hawks 2-for-3 on the power play and now lead the hockey game 3-1. Talbot heads to the Oiler bench. 6 attackers for the Oilers. A long shot from the left point by Nugent Hopkins. They score. That may have been tipped in front of the Hawk net. The Oilers have now made it 3-2 with 2:19 left in the third period. Nugent Hopkins just threw a soft one in front. I believe Patrick Maroon may have tipped this past Jeff Glass. In behind the Hawk net, Patrick Maroon fights off a check. Centers the puck. Look out, a shot from the slot. Turned wide by Glass. The rebound, Draisaitl scores. With the Oiler net empty twice here inside the final 5 minutes of the third period. Two goals by the Oilers. One from Nugent Hopkins. This one by Draisaitl. 3-3 is the score with 54 seconds left in the third. Here's Schmaltz into the Oilers zone. Cuts across the slot to the right wing circle. Then back to the line. Drops it to Keith. Down to Kane beside the right circle. Kane shakes a check. Moves in front. Deeks and shoots. He scores! Patrick Kane scores in overtime! And the Hawks beat the Oilers in Jeff Glass's NHL debut. The Hawks win 4-3. And they're off the Hawk bench to mob Jeff Glass and Patrick Kane, who give one another a hug right in front of the penalty boxes. What a scene here. The Hawks win in overtime 4-3. Patrick Kane shoves it home at 50 seconds of overtime. Well done by the boys.